This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone. Today we're talking about the question of God. In some circles, belief in God is dismissed outright. It's really mocked and derided. Atheist writers like Richard Dawkins, Christopher Hitchens, Sam Harris and Daniel Dennett have enjoyed incredible popularity in recent years for their books attacking religion and calling for it to be discarded. But John Dixon, you don't think this represents an accurate picture of what people generally believe, do you?
I don't. The world is a very religious place and I reckon it's unlikely to change. It's true that there's an important minority of Westerners who identify as atheists, but it's much, much smaller than all the publicity would suggest. I mean, the last World Values Survey, which is the most reliable data set available, found that only 10.4% of Britons, 9.9% of Australians, 7% of New Zealanders and 3.6% of Americans accept the tag atheist. So, you know, I mean, it's tiny compared to those who wouldn't feel comfortable with that tag. And even these numbers, so around 10% for Australia, may be inflated. You'll know, Simon, that Olivera Petrovic at the University of Oxford is that psychology of religion expert. And in 2008, she caused a stir by presenting empirical evidence that infants naturally incline toward belief in a creator, which was stunning because her research was done both in Britain and in Japan, totally different cultural context. But more relevantly, in a recent interview with us at the Centre for Public Christianity, she outlined research that analysed people who had claimed to be atheists in surveys. And she went and did some interviews with them and found that actually they used this tag, atheist, not really to describe the fact that they don't believe in God, but as a kind of protest against formal religion, which, you know, is pretty interesting.
So they're not actually meaning, some people at least, are not meaning atheists in quite the way we would understand the term when they make, they tick the box. It might not be what they mean at all. It's a bit speculative though. What else can we say about this question?
Well, I think, you know, the fundamental thing is openness to the divine, if I can put it like that, is far more widespread and dogged than we sometimes realise. Even in Australia, which has often been described as the first post-Christian society in the world, surveys continue to reveal incredibly high levels of spiritual and specifically Christian ideas. I mean, we've talked about this before in this program. 68% of Australians believe in a God or universal spirit. 63% believe in the possibility of miracles. Slightly more than that, it's 76% believe that Jesus himself performed miracles, and only 6% think he never existed.
It's a bit surprising when you match that up against what we sometimes, the impression we sometimes get.
I think so. I mean, even more surprising in this supposedly godless country of Australia, when asked to rate out of 10 how important is God in your life, you know, 1 being not important at all, 10 being very important, 57.4% of Australians selected between 6 and 10, and 28% of Australians selected 10. So nearly 30% of Australians say God is very important to their life. It's really puzzling.
A lot higher than I perhaps would have anticipated.
Well, a lot higher than you'd expect, you know, based on Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens getting all the bestseller titles, all the input they have in the media and so on. You'd think we were a completely godless country that didn't care about anything to do with divinity.
Nonetheless, it remains, regardless of the statistics, a very hard thing to prove, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not one of those Christians who thinks you can prove the existence of a deus, a god. All I'm trying to do here is point out the near universal human belief in some kind of divinity. I mean, if I can put it like this, most of us perceive in the physical world and in ourselves an intention, a larger intention, that this whole thing seems to be not accidental, but arranged. It's created, not the product of chance. And so we imagine there has to be a creator who's produced it all. So belief in God is not really a deduction people make only after analysing all the evidence. It's far more basic than that. People even from infancy, even without being told there's a God, assume that we're living in a world that just looks wired.
Sure, but how then do you account for the fact that some people just don't perceive the existence of a God?
I mean, that's true. Some people don't sort of have that intuition that I'm talking about is really widespread. I'm not sure I have an adequate explanation for it, other than to point out that some of humanity's other great ideas also sometimes go unacknowledged. Some people dislike music, for instance. Others hate art, and I can't explain this.
It's hard to understand how some people don't like rugby league as well. Isn't it?
Yeah, we might be on different planes there, mate. Plenty of people are also anarchists, right? They disbelieve that there should be any laws in society. They honestly believe that the cultural mores and ethical standards and systems of government are bad things, mere inventions, which hinder human flourishing. Now, I puzzle over why they don't perceive the truth and beauty found in some kind of rule. Now, I'm not suggesting a connection between atheism and anarchism.
I'm glad you're not.
Or between atheism and, disdaining the arts. I'm just observing that some ideas can be fabulously compelling to most thinking people and not at all obvious to a minority of equally thinking people. Intellectually, I puzzle over atheism just as I puzzle over anarchism and artism, people who don't believe in the importance of art.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think it's going to take far more than the neat rhetorical flourishes we hear from the new atheists to get rid of the tenacious, near-universal conviction that there is some God behind the universe.
Well, it remains a crucial question, and I think we should pursue this a bit further next time.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.